Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 10th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is Apple buying Texture, a digital magazine app for iPhone, iPad, and Android. Texture currently offers a subscription service for access to a catalog of around 200 magazines for $10 a month, and Apple's acquisition won't affect business for now. Ultimately, however, it's easy to imagine Apple somehow folding the business into Apple News or iBooks. Apple already offers a monthly subscription service with Apple Music, and a magazine equivalent would not be surprising. Monetizing content in Apple News has proven challenging for major publishers too, so this acquisition should prove useful. In a statement included in the announcement, Eddie Hugh said, Apple is, quote, committed to quality journalism from trusted sources and allowing magazines to keep producing beautifully designed and engaging stories for users, end quote. Moments after the Texture announcement, Eddie Q took the stage at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, for a rare interview conducted by CNN's media reporter Dylan Byers. I happened to be in attendance for Q's interview, where he discussed a range of topics including the Texture acquisition and Apple's plans for a new video service. Q said the focus of both Texture and Apple News is surfacing in-depth news stories from trusted sources, and Apple's TV plans will focus on great storytelling and not having the most shows. Regarding Apple News, Q says a year ago, most customers averaged just 4 publications they followed, but that number is up to 20 now. As for the team building Apple's content service, Q said it took over 2 years to hire the right team to lead the service, and now the group consists of about 40 people. Q also made news when he revealed that Apple Music now has 38 million paid subscribers, up from 36 million, according to a recent Wall Street Journal report. When asked about the competition with Spotify, which sees nearly twice the number of paid subscribers, Q said the opportunity for both services is all about growth. Following the interview, Variety reported yet another new content deal Apple has made, this time for the first animated series coming to the feature video service. The animated series from the creators of Bob's Burgers will be called Central Park, and is described as a musical comedy with talent including Josh Gad and Kristen Bell involved. And in the rumor world, DigiTimes has published a new report that claims Apple is planning to release a 13-inch Retina MacBook priced cheaper than the $1,300 12-inch MacBook. As with all rumors from DigiTimes, it's hard to know what to really expect, especially with rumors of a cheaper 13-inch MacBook Air floating around with no mention of Retina. So stay tuned on that one. And finally, we're welcoming a new guest to 9 to 5 Mac Daily, Bradley Chambers, who is covering Apple and education, starting with a new column called Making the Grade. Bradley, tell me a bit about your first piece.
Hey, thanks, Zach. So we published this article over the weekend, and what we're really talking about is how Apple lacks an identity management solution in the enterprise, and this extends to school as well. And so as fun as things like Slack and iMessage are, businesses still assign an email address to all employees. And Google and Microsoft both have solutions here for businesses. Microsoft has their Exchange 365 system, obviously their local Exchange server as well. And then Google has its Google App system, which is now called G Suite. And we've been using this at my school since 2010. And the cool thing is it's free. And it's really, really good. You get all the power of Gmail, which includes Google Drive, their calendar, and just really the entire ecosystem for free. And we actually get unlimited storage as well in Google Drive. And Apple just doesn't have a solution here for businesses to use iCloud as the backend for their email. And so what this causes is, for a school like mine, which is 100% Apple devices, we still have Google. And it would be a whole lot easier for me to go Chromebook. I really, if we decided, hey, as a school, we're going to move to Chromebooks for all of our devices, there's really no deployment for me. Like, I just hand these devices out, and our staff and our students just log in with their existing accounts. And so my advice is that Apple should get into this business, and they should not allow even the most hardcore Apple schools to use Google as well. Not allow, but incentivize them not to. Like, build a better solution. Build an iCloud for schools. Build an iCloud for businesses. Now, they do have managed Apple IDs, but these are not quite the same thing, because these managed Apple IDs have email addresses that are ultimately tied back to Google or Microsoft. And so I really would love to see, Apple move into the business of owning the entire software and hardware stack. Because I think a lot of businesses, particularly ones that are going all in on Apple devices, that would be an attractive thing. Like, hey, you get this iPad, you sign into your business account, email account, which is also your iCloud account. Makes it really, really easy for IT managers to provision and to manage because you have one account. And that's really the problem right now is the managed Apple ID system is just another account as well. And so you've got your email account and then you've got your managed Apple ID. And so really, it's just long past time for Apple to get into this game. They had solutions years ago with macOS Server, but the world has largely moved to a cloud-first environment, and there's really no reason that businesses shouldn't be able to point their MX records in their DNS settings, and MX stands for Mail Exchange, to point those at Apple and have at your domain name through iCloud and really be able to go all in on Apple hardware, software and services. Google has a really attractive model right now with Google Drive. That's become our de facto document ecosystem. Our users, we have Macs, but our users don't use Pages. They're using Google Drive and Google Docs. It's where they all exist, and Google has really expanded that out with a product called Team Drives, which these documents don't have owners at all. They're just they're just kind of available for everybody who has access to the drive. And again, all this is free. It's really, really easy to manage and to deploy and to maintain ongoing. And, Apple just doesn't have that. I mean, you can't have a shared folder in iCloud Drive, let alone have it through your business account, but there's not a shared folder in iCloud. And so, yeah, that's kind of my advice. That's what I was writing about. And I think it's really becomes a problem for Apple going forward because it's so easy to go all in on Google or go all in on Microsoft, much more than it is with Apple, because you can't. There's no way to do that from a services side. So hopefully Apple is kind of listening and thinking about this, because I think this is one of the reasons that Chromebooks have done so well. I think the low cost helps. But the iPad, fifth generation iPad, is $299 for schools. The retail pricing for schools is $299. And so it's, Chromebooks are around that price. You can get a slightly cheaper one, but it's kind of not as good. But again, I just don't think price is the driving factor anymore for a lot of schools. I think it's the simplicity of management and rollout with their existing G Suite ecosystem. A good example is, if you want to deploy an app that to your school that works with Google, that already supports the kind of the Google authentication, there's nothing to deploy. You just roll it out. And for there's really no reason Apple couldn't build this, an iCloud for schools that handled, let's say you had an education app that supported iCloud. Businesses could deploy an entire application already synced up with your directory. You can manage that from the web. So maybe they'll do that, but that's kind of what we were writing about this past week. I'm looking forward to future articles on a 9-to-5 Mac and under the Making the Grade header. We'll be talking about just things Apple has done, can do, or should do in the education and enterprise IT market. So thanks, everybody, for reading. If you want to get in contact with me, you can reach me on Twitter. I'm under at Bradley Chambers.
Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com. And subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates every weekday.